too?
Yes, we don't do this very often in July, but I'm excited we got it. I want to take us towards the future a little bit, towards this season, towards an award market like the MVP. And this is all a conversation about value, most importantly. Baker Mayfield right now is 40-1 to win NFL MVP. Last season, I want to remind you, 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns. Now, he lost his offensive coordinator. Liam Cohen is now the head coach, Mr. Duval, down in Jacksonville. So you could say, hey, that's a concern. But at 40-1, a player that I know just last season with virtually the same weapons, Bucky Irvin.
Actually got one better weapon.
Mike Evans, yeah. McMillan, Chris Godwin. They add Agbuka, the rookie out of Ohio State, who's not a bad third wide receiver. For your football team, McMillan came on strong. They've won the NFC South in four straight years. So part of the criteria that we've always talked about to win MVP, at bare minimum, you got to win your division. Check that box. I think that's going to happen again in the NFC South for the Tampa Bay Bucks. They just extended their head coach and general manager. I think Baker Mayfield, value-wise, is a good bet at 40-1. We could be sitting here if he's pacing for these same numbers, and it's the middle of the season. All of a sudden, he might be 6-1, and you can set yourself up with a great hedge opportunity. Josh Allen, Mahomes, Lamar, these guys are going to all have, and Burrow are going to all have great odds throughout the whole year. But Baker Mayfield, the 40-1 could get cut in half very quickly. So I'm just saying, all 32 look at Baker Mayfield 40-1 to win MVP.
Okay, I don't hate it. I mean, based on the weapons alone, you would think it'd be interesting. Their question is, yeah, how good can they take it? I was looking yesterday, somebody had sent out a full roster list of what the Miami Dolphins have put together on paper. For their upcoming offensive roster. And it's nothing short of a joke. It's the all-injured team. It's the all-injured or all-bad team. They're either hurt and don't play, or when they do play, aren't good at football. The only exception to being that Tyreek Hill, who I don't even think, is going to make it through the entire calendar year as a member of the Miami Dolphins. So for a guy like that, I'm convinced Miami's general manager, not their head coach, their general manager wants Arch Manning or Nussmeier, whoever the hell's going to go first overall.
So we don't even because know if Arch Manning's coming out. But yeah.
I think that they are they're sucking for luck. Okay. I think that they are positioning themselves because they went all in three years in a row, could no longer afford to do it anymore, and have positioned themselves to stink. And stink pretty badly, I think, I think they're a four-win team in the upcoming season, and they want Arch Manning or one of these other great quarterbacks.
So, look, I don't think they're going to be that good this year either. But in terms of, like, the tank idea, then why did they even trade for Minkah Fitzpatrick in that trade? Why didn't they say, give us draft picks and say, we don't want Minkah Fitzpatrick? Why even trade for Minkah Fitzpatrick?
You know, that's a two-way deal thing. Maybe Pittsburgh wasn't willing to give up the pick. I don't know. Maybe Minkah also wanted out.
Contract-wise, by the way, Tua,
that's not going to save him.
Next year has a $56 million cap hit, $34 million in dead cap, thinking of dead cap and void years and stuff like that. If you were just wondering.
Oh, great. One more year of Tua as a starter while you get the rookie together, I guess.
$53 million in 2027, $65 million in 2028. But again, dead cap, $34 million. They can get out of it after next season. I don't think they're going to be that good either. I feel like McDaniel's definitely going to be on the hot seat heading into this season. I don't know if necessarily they're going to be in position to get the number one, number two.
I think Tyreek Hill's going to be like a Seahawk in week 9.
He could get traded midseason. I just don't know if the Dolphins, as bad as they might be, to me, they're not number one, number two overall pick bad. They're going to have like the 8th pick in the draft, 7th pick in the draft kind of thing.
Well, it's a good draft for that because there's a lot of quarterbacks people consider in the same range.
I mean, like the Tennessee Titans still might have a top 3 pick this year, even with after drafting Cam Ward. They're going to be terrible again. Like Tennessee might have a top 3 pick. You have to be Tennessee bad, you know, Cleveland bad. I don't know how many wins you think the Dolphins get to. If the Dolphins win 6 or 7, they're probably not a top 3 pick.
I think they're 4 or 5. Yeah. I think they're going to stink. Stink. They got nobody on defense. They got nobody on offense.
They have too many.
They're the all-injured team. Tua might not even get through the season.
It's definitely the all-injured team. But, like, again, to be bad enough to get the number one overall pick, I don't think so. Tua, Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, and Devin Achane.
There's
too many weapons there for them to be a 3-win team, you know?
Their win total, by the way, that's my favorite under of the year.
Which was
7.5?
8.5.
Oh.
Yeah, I like the under there. But, again, they could be a 7-win team. That's not going to even get them a top 6 pick.
Sure.
I don't know. It's interesting for sure. Keep an eye on the Dolphins. What do you got, Drew?
You guys might not like this. The text line might not like this.
Oh boy!
But
here we go.
You could have talked about any
correct.
32 teams. All 32 teams.
You guys can blame Binkley for this because Bink sent me something late last night, and it was a tweet from Warren Sharp that proves, along with one other thing, how ridiculous Joe Burrow is actually and what he's doing. Joe Burrow has been blitzed at the number one lowest rate of any QB in the last 4 seasons. However, he's been hit as well in 2.5 seconds. within 2.5 seconds of the snap at the number one highest rate. Also,
it sounds like a baseball stat.
He's been hit within 2.5 seconds, 25% more than the second most quarterback hit in the NFL. All amidst this, boys, Joe Burrow, when it comes to facing pressure,
okay,
compared to other quarterbacks, I will give you the numbers for the other guys in a second.
There's a lot of numbers.
When his rating when he's not pressured is 104.9. When he is pressured, it's 95.1. Not a single quarterback is even close to that when they're pressured. Patrick Mahomes, for reference, goes from 99.7 to 61.3. CJ Stroud goes from 93.7 to 66.4. Jared Goff goes from 121.6 to 76.4.
What a start.
Lamar Jackson goes from 127.5 to 92.7.
Is this just this last year?
Yes.
I believe so, yes. But it makes what Joe Burrow is doing, even amidst the wide receiver core, that much more ridiculous.
Say it a million times. Joe Burrow is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
I have him
number three. I mean, I don't know what we're really trying to prove here. I would also say, yes, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins is the difference between all the quarteracks that you are making.
Josh Allen goes from 109.3 to 71.2.
But what does it say? Is it better? But I guess here's the thing.
And amidst that pressure rate, Joe Burrow is better under pressure when he's also pressured basically double the amount of anybody else.
Again, this is setting
maybe
the stage.
Why he's better at it?
It's setting the stage for what I've said 100 times about the season. Poor Joe Burrow. If he just only had a defense, this team would win a Super
this
Bowl.
This has nothing to do with defense.
It absolutely does because it has nothing to do with defense. It absolutely. The conversation absolutely has to do because otherwise, what's the point? What's the point? Nobody's saying Joe Burrow sucks. What's the point to try to make a case that he's the best quarterback in the NFL, which is ludicrous?
He's unequivocally better than Josh Allen is.
He's not, but yeah.
I just don't.
So is Lamar Jackson, by the way. Lamar Jackson should have won MVP last year. Josh Allen had no business winning it.
I agree on the Lamar Jackson should have won MVP, but I also have...
That's the only thing Josh Allen has to his name
right now. Do you have those pressure stats for the playoffs the last 2 years for Burrow? Can you give me those?
No, this is for last season entirely, which doesn't include the playoffs, but I'm sure it would have been the exact same and he would have been just as good.
Look, this stat would mean more to me if Joe Burrow is just statistically better under pressure every year versus just like maybe this 1 year he was, you know?
The stat doesn't say whether it was the entirety of last year or not, but the last 4 years he's been pressured than no other quarterback in the league, and his accuracy is just as is the best in the league based on what last season had.
He's awesome. Nobody's disputing.
So I think what he's been able to do, it shows that he's even more ridiculous than what people actually think he is based on those two numbers combined.
If this was a conversation like he's
underrated. Yeah, he's not underrated. Joe Burrow is not underrated if you think he's a number three quarterback in the NFL.
I think there's a lot more people that hate Joe Burrow than you guys think that would not put him in the top five. There's a lot of people that would
not be wrong. He's clearly a top five quarterback. But like trying to like little by little make a case that he's like is as good as every other quarterback in the league, I disagree. He's not any better than Allen or Mahomes. Sorry.
He's better than Josh Allen's never beat him. So if we're gonna we can also throw that argument in it. Not only has Josh Allen never been to a Super Bowl,
Joe Burrow's never beat Deshaun Watson. We're not comparing they're better. He's never beaten the Browns at home.
No, but in terms of... hang on a second. But in terms of the GOAT argument, everybody talks about Brady beating Mahomes, where I don't think that's a factor in it. I think that absolutely equates to who's the better argument,
but nobody's having a real conversation that Joe Burrow is better than Mahomes, and I don't think there should be a real one that he's better than Josh Allen.
Then I think that the quarterback wins thing is way overblown.
Of course it is.
And we need to not look at it when debating the GOAT as well. I think.
Well, with the GOAT, you're going through a fight. You're looking at that very
there's
closely.
There's so many more factors where, the same excuse I can make for Joe Burrow, the same excuse I would make for Patrick Mahomes. The offensive line stunk. And, I think you could say that's an excuse, but
they made it to the Super Bowl.
And they got waxed where Joe Burrow had an offensive line that was garbage and they were one play away from winning.
Again, you don't get punished for going to Super Bowl, especially when you've won them and you get your ass kicked and get more credit for not making the playoffs. That's an absolutely crazy scenario.
But I think that Joe Burrow, the fact that he made
it
to a Super Bowl and beat the Chiefs amidst doing it with that offensive line is actually more impressive.
Than winning a Super Bowl?
It's more impressive than just getting there and then stinking like Patrick Mahomes because the offensive line is bad.
It's just not. It's not. Winning an AFC title, it's not more impressive.
And I guess, Drew, the problem is with that.
He also outplayed Mahomes in that game, by the way, they went to the Super Bowl in.
I'm not saying last year he wasn't great under pressure. He absolutely was. There's no argument. But, it's 1 year. The year before, he was 19th. amongst quarterbacks and quarterback rating under pressure. So, like, did last year, was Joe Burrow really great under pressure and had a great year? Yes. The year before, he was 19th.
This is also the year that he was fully healthy, where the year before he was hurt. So that doesn't help.
But that's part of...
you're going to make me look up 2022. I got to keep going back.
But again, that's part of the conversation about quarterbacks throughout their careers. Were they healthy? Were they available? Were they not?
Yeah,
it dictates a lot of guys' career. Right. Absolutely they do. But like, we can't say, well, he was hurt, it doesn't count. That's part of how you look at quarterbacks and their success and their careers. Like, were they available for you or not? There's a long list of quarterbacks and players in sports, you know this, like that they just couldn't stay healthy and it changes how we view them.
I'm just ready for them to make the playoffs again so everybody on the text line can shut up about how bad the Bengals are. I cannot wait.
In 2022, just so you
brought
know,
it upon yourself today,
I cannot wait.
In 2022, just so you know, he was sixth, which is very good. Patrick Mahomes was second and Tua was first. Jimmy Garoppolo was third. I'm not so sure I even care about quarterback rating under pressure anymore after just 2022 alone. It's like, it's fine. Like, Joe Burrow's one of the five best quarterbacks in the league. I think he's
fourth. No doubt. I have him third. He's really, really good. Anyway, we didn't get to trash of the day because that turned
into... Can we do it with Nate here?
It did not turn into trash of the day.
It might have been trash of the day.
It might have been. To you guys, it was. It might have been. Haters, it was.
It might have been.